Skagway reviews a master plan to revamp its port, and the Haynesboro applies for a grant to build a trail for motorized recreation off of Mount Riley Road. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. On Wednesday night, Skagway's borough manager Brad Ryan and planners from PDC Engineering held a virtual meeting about Skagway's port master plan. The plan features upgrades to Shoreline Park, the Broadway Dock, the State Ferry, and Ore Peninsulas, plus a new tour staging area for cruise ship passengers. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
The virtual meeting on Wednesday night showcased PDC Engineering's vision for how to improve Skagway's port. The municipality is set to assume control of the port in March of 2023 and is looking to solidify plans moving forward. Some of the highlights of the presentation included a new tour staging area that would encompass the current Broadway Dock parking area and the land currently used by Alaska Marine Lines, or AML. This is considered Phase 3 of the master plan and is currently in the conceptual stage. Assemblyperson Reba Hilton likes the look of the plan, but worries about traffic flow if all the tour buses access the new concourse via Broadway Street.
I liked it. I'm a little concerned that it's going to be very congested, and I believe that working on traffic patterns ahead of time is super important.
To make room for the new staging area, the master plan calls for moving AML from its current location, just west of the Broadway Dock staging area, to just north of the ore facility next to Petro Marine. A key element to that move, according to Hilton, would be a roll-on, roll-off dock.
That needs to happen. It's kind of archaic what's been going on down there, and this will only make everyone else's job a lot easier.
A roll-on, roll-off dock would make AML barges accessible to trucks that could drive aboard the barge with their payload. Currently, AML loads and unloads barges using a pass-pass system. That means that oftentimes, a forklift on the barge transfers a load to a forklift on shore. The master plan also proposes a new seawalk connecting the railroad dock and the Broadway dock staging area to avoid confusion as passengers walk back to their ships. It would be built on land currently used by the small boat harbor as a storage and maintenance area. Phase 1 of the master plan is installing water and sewer lines through Shoreline Park just south of Centennial Park. According to Borough Manager Brad Ryan, the municipality will use a COVID mitigation grant to bring the water and sewer lines as close as possible to the ferry dock, while also making those lines available for the new restroom near Pulling Creek.
This was the primary mitigation for the COVID grant, as to increase restrooms and pedestrian traffic so they're not interacting as much, stop the crowding.
The grant expires at the end of June if it isn't used, which is why phase one of the project is moving along quickly. That grant will cover the production of the port master plan by PDC Engineering, the water and sewer lines, plus irrigation, landscaping, and fencing within the park. The restroom facility itself, which is part of Phase 2 of the master plan, will be funded by a general obligation, or GO bond, approved by voters in 2011. In an effort to stave off future interest payments on the bond, the restroom project is being fast-tracked. According to Manager Ryan, he hopes bids will go out at the end of this summer, with construction to be completed by May of 2022. That structure will have a replicable design that will be used in future public restroom facilities within the port area. Discussions of extended floating docks to enable arrivals of so-called mega ships are ongoing, as are artistic design decisions. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
The Haynesboro's Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee is applying for a grant to develop a trail for motorized recreation off of Mount Riley Road. Proponents are hoping an easily accessible trail will encourage more young people to learn how to ride dirt bikes and quads. Parks and Recreation Committee Chair Scott Sundberg says while there are miles of logging roads and trails around Haines where people can ride motorized bikes and quads, there aren't many options close to town. He's hoping to develop a trail geared towards beginner motorists in the woods between a popular sledding hill and the town's dump.
You know, even going at 15 miles an hour in the woods is really exciting. And I think it is to develop skills. It's to develop a culture.
The idea is to create a loop alongside Mount Riley Road and a second loop with more advanced terrain on the south side of the dump connected to the Lily Lake Trail. A gate would separate the motorized trail on borough land from the Chilkat State Park boundary. Early estimates put the cost to develop the trail at about $300,000. Sundberg says the cost is related to the difficulties associated with the terrain.
If we had open fields like Montana or other places or interior, it'd be a lot easier, but we do have a rainforest, so that's the cost.
The Parks and Rec Committee are hoping to pay for the project with $30,000 in borough funds allocated for trail maintenance and acquire a recreational trail grant from the state to pay for the rest. On Tuesday, the Haynesboro Assembly unanimously voted to support the concept and application to the state's Recreational Trails Grant Program. Friday is the deadline to submit the application for the grant. Alaska's Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation will announce recipients later this summer. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.